We talked about Kalen Bullock, the rookie. We talked about Kenyon Green, third-year offensive lineman, comeback season for him, hopefully. We talked about Juice Scruggs, the Texan center. Those are players that also stood out to D'Amico Ryans, head coach for the Houston Texans, who also spoke to the media today, the day after the Texans participate in the Hall of Fame game against the Chicago Bears, and the day before Andre Johnson, D'Amico Ryans' former teammate, obviously Texans great, is inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Let's go to Canton.
Yeah, man.
Football heaven, where D'Amico Ryans is. Talk to the media today. Let's hear from your head coach.
Tackling area, a few physical plays that he made. Tackling everybody, of course, seeing the one where he forced a fumble, big-time play by him. Would love seeing him get on the football there and not celebrate, but really it was cool to see the energy that he brought to the game. It's cool to see that the moment wasn't too big for him. He was ready for the moment. He played physical brand of football. It's what we asked from everybody on our defense, and he showed that. So I was very pleased with his first outing as a Texan, and it's a lot there to continue to build on. So excited to work with him.
Thank you. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, D'Amico. Aside from Kalen, who were some other people who maybe we might not have noticed that really kind of stood out to you on tape? And what did you like about it?
Yeah, I really liked Kenyon and Juice. It's up front. Really liked the way they played in a snap thing. They both had probably over 20 snaps. But I thought they did a really nice job of going out and showing, you know, who they can be. Still a lot to improve on, but I like the aggressiveness from Kenyon, like how he got up to the second level. I like the way they were finishing blocks. So it's definitely a big step in the right direction for both guys when it comes to, you know, continue to improve our front. And we know how important the front is, right, to be able to run the football and also the protection aspect of it. So I thought both of those guys did a really nice job.
You listening to D'Amico Ryans the day after in Canton, Ohio.
Hey, D'Amico.
Hey, D'Amico. Another player that you saw go through a little bit of injury before they got here was Shakeup Phillips. Last night he got to see some reps. Just what have you noticed about him since joining the team? What have you seen him through training camp, and how do you think he overall performed last night? Thank you.
Yeah, Jacob has done a good job. Jacob has, you know, has continued to improve, right? Continue to show and compete. It's a competition, right? So it's we have a lot of guys in that linebacker room. Jacob has to continue to show the improvement, continue to show like playing our style of play, playing fast, playing physical, playing relentless. So just want to continue to see those improvements from him.
Miko, on some of those passes to Colin Johnson in the end zone, what did you see on those? That communication conversation between those players, and what maybe went wrong on those?
With the passes that were, you know, you see guys wide open. The first touchdown was a communication error where guys weren't on the same page, and it's something that we harped on going into the game with a lot of young guys playing, a lot of different guys in there together, that the key was going to be the communication, right? And it will be vital to everyone's success if those guys communicated and they were on the same page. They were not on their particular play, and we had a guy uncovered on the second touchdown there down the middle. Just technique-wise, we just have to be better technique, being on the upfield shoulder, being in position right there. Just we're a little too aggressive underneath, and we weren't in good position, and we allowed him to catch the ball in the end zone.
D'Amico, I think a lot of people, just given how he's looked in camp, expected John Metchie to have a bigger game. Now, maybe balls aren't going his way, or I wanted to ask your assessment, your takeaway of how you thought things went for him.
Yeah, Metchie showed up during camp just playing really fast, playing decisive, and we've seen that during the first couple of weeks of camp. Just want to continue to see that, you know, in the game. Where the game was yesterday, we'll see how he improves to the next week. And that's a lot of guys, man. It's that first one out. It's all about, okay, this is your starting point. So I don't put a lot into the game. I just put a lot into how guys respond the next time, right? After we make the corrections, we show guys where they have to improve, whether it's, you know, a D-line position, receiver, every position across the board, it's like, how can guys improve upon what they put out there on film on yesterday? So I'm excited to look ahead to this next week and to see how all of our guys improve.
Another offensive lineman is Nick Broeker. I know he's shown some versatility. He's played a couple of different positions. And I have a follow-up. Thank you.
So Broeker has shown that he can play multiple positions. And as you know, as being a reserve offensive lineman, right, you know, whether you're the eighth and ninth O-lineman on game day, right, can you play inside and outside? That really adds to your value. And I talk about it all the time. The position versatility on our team will be huge. That's huge to the depth of your team and how good you can be. So Broeker has shown that, you know, he can go out and play that tackle spot. So it was good to see him last night in action playing tackle. Good to see him, the way he finished, the energy that he brought to the game. So I really liked Broeker's mindset yesterday.
And with Ben and the receiving end, special teams, everything he does, was that basically kind of the vision you all had for him, the kind of player you hoped for when you made that trade for him? Thank you.
With Ben, yeah, we saw the physicality that he showed on tape. We saw the special teams ability that he had, you know, on tape as well. So we're trying to see, you know, put him in the mix here and see how he competes and see how he matches up with our guys. And let's see who rises to the top. We know we have a very talented room there, a tough group to crack. So we'll see how that sorts itself out.
D'Amico, when you look at the defensive line, especially the interior, you got a couple of pressures last night. How did you feel that guys like Khalil and Kurt and maybe even Marcus Harris, the rookie out of Auburn, performed?
Yeah, I feel like guys, there were some plays where guys had some bright spots, and also just overall, we have to do better up front. We just have to be better at disrupting the quarterback. We have to be better in the run game, just alignments, our aiming points, our angles, like how we're finishing and closing to the football, just a lot of things there where we can definitely improve upon.
Hey, D'Amico, could you just talk a little bit about the plan for today with the team? And are you guys all going to get together and watch the enshrinement? And as we get closer, just feelings about, you know, the first Texan Hall of Famer?
Yeah, our plans today is for our guys to just rest and recover. All right, we watch the film together as coaches, and then we'll get together tomorrow for a practice on Saturday. Will be our practice, and then we'll all go over to the enshrinement. You know, again, as I mentioned all week, it's a special time. You know, in our organization, it's a huge honor for Andre Johnson, and we're all just happy to be here to support Andre, you know, and his huge accomplishment for his career. Well-deserved, great guy, great teammate, great guy in the community all across the board, right? Dre is outstanding in all aspects of players. You talk about respect from other guys across the league. Everybody knows, you know, Andre knows what he's done, even when times weren't as great here in Houston. Andre was still, right, that shining light here in Houston, right, making plays, like creating a name for himself. And so he epitomizes what this organization is about. And you talk about hard work, you talk about a championship mindset, that's what Andre Johnson is all about.
We'll take a couple more and start with Landry.
What was it like with the new kickoff? Was it weird seeing it in the game situation? Did anything stick out just with your first time practicing that in a game?
No, thank you for the question there, Landry. I wouldn't say it's weird because we've been practicing it for since OTAs. We've been going through practicing it as much as possible. So you don't know what's going to happen until you get live action, right? And what I noticed from the kickoff is just it's definitely a lot of big hits, a lot of violent hits, and I think it's tough. Like the 5-yard gap between the guys is tough to, as a kickoff return unit, to get back, to get your feet set, and to actually get a guy blocked. It's tough. So what you saw is you saw a lot of guys running free, you know, and you saw returners running downhill full speed. So you saw a lot more collisions than you've seen, you know, on the kickoff in the past couple years. So definitely some work to do is when it comes to cleaning it up when you're trying to get those blocks. It's tough to block a guy when he's full speed. He's on you at 5 yards. You got to turn around as quickly as possible, get your feet in the ground. What I saw is a lot of guys unimpeded to the returner. And, you know, a few big hits there. Brooks had a big hit on their returner. Jake Hansen, he beats his block, then he comes off. And, man, he's on the returner very quickly. He ended up coming out of the game. So it's going to be interesting. We'll see next week. I'm interested to see, you know, with 16 games going, I'm interested to see just after we get more looks at it, more data, and see, you know, what is this? What is to come of the new kickoff? But I think it is definitely interesting, and hopefully we get out of it what we want.
Hey, that was D'Amico Ryan speaking from Canton, Ohio, the day after the Texans participate in the Hall of Fame game, and I gotta say, he gave his longest answer on the kickoff, Rui. Maybe you got to be a little bit more football-y because it was a yawner for me. I was yawning, but
yeah.
They as coaches and evaluators are taking more copious notes about this thing, obviously.
Yeah, and what I would say about it is it's going to get better. The way I put it earlier is it's like the first time you take a swim lesson when you're a kid. You're just unsure, you're slower, your eyes are wide open, you're hesitant. You could kind of sense that from the kickoffs. I think it's going to be a great play. I think it's going to be one that everybody's going to want to watch, but they didn't know what to expect either, and you could tell.
Yeah, and he mentioned there was a lot of big hits. That's the part that I question the most of. If there was an objective to keep this as some kind of safe play, like, you just got to throw that out the window. You got to forget about that, because that nothing about watching that yesterday to me felt like, oh, this is safer or anything. Like, they were all close up together, and as D'Amico was describing it there, like, it felt he didn't want to call it weird because they had been practicing it, but it did feel chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
It felt chaotic, and I'll just call it weird. It looked weird to me.
It did look weird. The optics was weird.
It 100% looked weird. There was a lot of anticipation ahead of time. But by the end of it, I was like, you know what? This isn't really doing it for me. That was D'Amico Ryan's.